Morning, church. How are you today? This morning, I'm going to preach on what I have titled Tools to Walking in the Supernatural. Tools to Walking in the Supernatural and how to activate gifts of the Holy Spirit. If we can all please open to our Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 to 11. But I actually want to start from verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But I want to start from verse 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. In verse 4, there are diversities of gifts by the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry by the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracle, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the Spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Hallelujah. I have been a Christian almost all my life, but I think at the age of 11, I made a commitment to the Lord. I think that was when. I've attended lots of conferences, lots of teachings, lots of prayer meetings, lots of night of prayer. I'm 52 years old now, and I've been in church all my life. Imagine if I was paid for every time I went to church, I'll be a multimillionaire by now. So I've received a lot of teaching on different things. But from when I was that young up to now, I've had the church pray for revival all the time. I've had us talk about what God is going to do. I've had us talk about the miraculous in the church and all those things. And occasionally, we have seen God move. And yet, it is promised in the Bible that God will move when people gather. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, there I am in their midst. And if the Creator of the earth and heaven, the Almighty God, is in our midst, then we have all we need, don't we? To do all that He's called us to do. So why is it that we talk so much about revival and healing and miracle and signs and wonders, and we see very little of it? Because the problem is not the praying. For everything we do, there is, for example, when you came into this church today, somebody had a key to open the door and let everyone in. When you go to your house, you have the key to let yourself in. Many of you drove here today. To get into your car, you used the key to open the door, turn the ignition on, and you drove off. You didn't have to break into the house. You didn't have to pray. You didn't have to bind and loose because you had the key. But many of us in the church, myself included, that God has been challenging me recently, that the problem is not prayer. I know it is said every revival starts with prayer. That is true. Prayer is a doorway to accessing the kingdom of heaven, isn't it? To accessing the things of the kingdom. It's one of the keys to doing that. And one of the other major key, if we want to walk in the supernatural, is the gift of the Spirit. If you want to access the supernatural, if we're talking about healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, the Bible says that He gives it freely. The Spirit of God is a gift of the Spirit. We don't earn it, we don't work for it, we don't labor for it. It's a gift. That's what the Bible says. It's a gift. How many of you have at least a gift of the Holy Spirit? You know, God has, you use it. Yeah. Amen. So we have enough people here to turn this church into a church that moves in the supernatural, because we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have gifts of word of knowledge? Word of wisdom? Tongues? Interpretation of tongues? Prophecy? What's the other one? Miracle? Faith? Healing? Okay, how many people are queuing to come into this church to receive a miracle? Why not? People with the gift are here. Why not? Because people are not activating their gifts. That's the problem. It's not that there is no power, it's the activation of the gift. And why aren't we? Because we are afraid if I say it, it doesn't happen. I look like a fool. But the truth is, if it's the gift of the Holy Spirit and He's the one that does the work, then if it doesn't happen, He gets the blame, not me. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? He should be the one that gets the blame, not me. It's His gifts. He's the one that manifests it. That's what the Bible says. He manifests it through us. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, not mine. So why am I afraid to step out when somebody else is taking responsibility for it? What I'm sharing with you now, I'm sharing is what God is starting to challenge me on. And so I have started to step out. Because when we first started Kingdom Living Church, I was so full of God, and I'm stepping out, we were seeing things happen. You know, we'll have meetings and we'll be praying, and the joy of the Lord will break in, and people will be on the floor laughing, and then some people will be receiving healing, something, you know, like that. And then God started to talk to me, said, "Desmond, what's happened to you?" My problem was because I became a pastor, doing the work of the pastor. So as we get busy, we focus on other things, and we don't major on the calling of God upon our lives. And it's a trick of the devil. You see, in the church, the more you do, the more they want you to do. But that's not the way it should be. You are only supposed to do what you have been called to do. At least 70% of what you do should be focused on your major giftings. At least maximum 30%, because you need to help out in other areas. Because whatever takes you away from what God has anointed you for, was it Joe that was saying that? Did you say something about everyone in focus is anointed for what God called us to? Because whatever God wants you to do, He will anoint you for it. If God has not anointed you for it, then it's not your job. Thank God I'm not the pastor here. So, you know, tell Mike, that's not my, I'm not anointed for that. Israel. So what I'm saying is, if God has not anointed you for it, it will take you more effort to do that job. There are sometimes we do the job because there's nobody else that's doing it, so we step in until somebody comes in. That's fine. Sometimes, because we've done it for many years, it's what I'm comfortable doing. I don't want to step out. That's dangerous. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Bible talks about 9 gifts in the verse we read. Gift of revelation, 3. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. Word of wisdom we usually speak about. It's usually about the future. Usually about, you know, what to do, how to do things. God will give you, for example, there's a scripture. I don't know if I have it here. I might have it in my book here. You know, when Peter came in the Bible says they asked Peter, why does your master not pay? Does your master pay tax? You remember the scripture there? Matthew 17, verse 24 to 27. The Bible says, and after they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, does your teacher pay tax for the upkeep of the temple like the rest of us? Of course he does, Peter answered. When Peter walked into the house, Jesus wasn't there. But when Peter walked into the house, and before he had a chance to speak, the Bible says, Jesus spoke up and said, Peter, I have a question for you. Who pays the tolls or the taxes to the king? Is tax collected from the king's own children or from his subjects? From his subject, Peter answered. Jesus replied, that's right. The children get off free without paying taxes. But so that we don't offend them, go to the lake, throw out your hook, and the first fish that rises up will have a coin in its mouth. It will be the exact amount you need to pay the temple tax for both of us. Word of wisdom. Jesus wasn't there when they approached Peter. When Peter came, Jesus told him everything that happened and told him what to do. Go throw the hook, catch a fish. The first fish that, he didn't say the first fish that you catch. He said the first fish that rises up. We need to start to look at words in the Bible. He didn't say throw it the first, no, the first fish that comes out for you to catch. That's what he's saying. So the fish will rise up. The fish that contains the money will rise up and your hook will catch it. And then open it up, use it to pay tax. We're talking about word of wisdom. Our nation today needs people with word of wisdom. This Brexit negotiation is going nowhere. You know, imagine if we had Christians with words of wisdom that's close to any of these people to say, this is what you need to do. From the side of the UK or from the side of the European Union, you know, to say, this is what the Lord is saying. This is the way out of this word of wisdom. How many times do we find ourselves in difficult situations, people in the church, and sometimes we are seeking for counselors outside. We are going to different places, working hard, and yet the solution and the resources to make things happen is within us. It's just that we are afraid to use what we have. My challenge to you this morning, my encouragement to you is to say, Lord, I will use my gifts. Because every time you step out to use your gift, you are stepping into the supernatural. Because the gift of God is spiritual, it is supernatural. It is not natural. So if it's not natural, it's supernatural. So every time I use my gift, I'm walking in the supernatural. It's as simple as that. Sometimes you hear these ministers say different things and all these jargons that makes it almost make you think that realm is beyond you. But the truth is, it should be natural to us. It should be natural to us. But you will never, if you spend the rest of your life praying, miracles won't happen. The only way it will happen is to see somebody who needs healing. Say, can I pray for you? Somebody who is crippled. Lord, can I try this gift? If you do not dare take the risk, you will never see it happen to you. Lord, I command him to. I've prayed for the dead before. It didn't happen, but my brother died when I went to Nigeria. I was so, I tried. I just said, Lord, I want him to come back to life. I tried. I did it quietly so that nobody would know. But he didn't, because I really believed that he was going to come up. I've prayed for people with cancer and they're healed, stage 4 cancer. I've also prayed for some, they die. You see, you cannot guarantee anything, but I just keep praying anyway. If they die, glory to God, because the healing, the gift is not mine. I went to Chelsea Hospital some time ago. Somebody called me from Birmingham. He said, Pastor Desmond, can you go and pray for a friend of mine's mom? She had a stroke and she's in the hospital. And so I went there. We were running healing room then. I went there. I went to pray for her. And I believe God was going to heal her. She was in bed, so I prayed for her. As soon as I, you know, the dangerous things with stepping out is, when I went to her, as I was going to, they told me the story when I was going to pray for her. I heard the Spirit of God speak to me. I believe this was word of knowledge, because word of knowledge will usually speak about what you know, something that's, it's not the future, something that has happened. And then I probably got word of wisdom. I had God say to me this, you know, as I was praying, I said, Lord, you know how us Christians, Lord, just heal her in Jesus' name. And then the Spirit of God just stirred me up to say, by this time next week, you will be up on your feet and you will walk out of this hospital. As soon as I said it, I just said, what have I just said? To make matters worse, the eldest daughter of the woman said, Pastor Desmond, it's good you said that, because the doctor said my mom might not walk again, or it will take at least 1 year. And I said, why didn't you tell me that before? And it was a week later. I went there on a Friday. The following Saturday, not the Saturday immediate after, you know, the following Saturday, a week and a day later, I got a call from the lady. I was praying at about 6:30 a.m. And she called me and said, Pastor Desmond, my mom is up and walking, and the doctor said they want to discharge her now, but her house is not cleared up yet. That's what is delaying her. So what I'm trying to say, it was a word of wisdom, and I use it to pray for her. You know, God has a way of putting you in the spot. Because I didn't know the whole fact, so there was nothing that inhibited me from stepping out. If they have told me before that the doctor said he would not, you know, she would be here for at least 1 year or may never walk again, fear probably would have taken hold of my heart. I would not have shared what God told me. You see, that's how the devil stops the work that God wants to do. I prayed for her and God healed her. Was there any power in me, in and of myself, that made a difference? No. The same Desmond that would have been afraid to pray for her, the same me, and me, because of my fear, miracle would not have happened. This same me, because I did not know, I prayed, miracle happened. Same you. You understand the point I'm trying to make? Nothing in and of myself, there was no difference. There was nothing that God did that suddenly put me in that supernatural place to do the miracle. You know what I'm saying? It was same me. But because I said it, God honored it. It's not hard. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not hard. You don't have to go for training for 3 years to go to Bible school, to go to these supernatural conferences. How many of us have been and we get excited and we come back and then we'll just, nothing happens. That's because nothing happens unless you step out. The more you do it, the more you get better at doing it. It happens by practice. All these ones I don't want to, I probably want to, we don't have time to explain them. You don't need to explain because you know them. You've read them over and over again. You know? You've read them over and over again. For example, the prophetic, I was in Chiswick for about 11 years, Chiswick Christian Center. And I remember I was praying in my house one day and I saw a picture. When we talk of prophetic, sometimes people will think, oh, God just comes down from heaven and take you to heaven and you start to see it. No, sometimes it's just through your thoughts. Imaginations. How many of you have imaginations? You imagine things. Thoughts come to your heart. The pastors and ministers will say, God spoke to me. And then put people off. The truth is, one of the commonest ways that God speaks to people is through their imagination. Thoughts will just come to your mind. The things I shared with you, it was thoughts that came to my mind. It's not like I saw a panoramic picture which you can see, and then God said to Chris, God didn't tell me, I asked for his name, didn't I? I said, what's his name? And you told me. And then God showed me. I wrote one line down, and then God started to explain some more to me, and then I was able to share it to you. Thoughts. They are powerful. Let's not spook these things. It's simple. Spiritual things are simple. Just apply yourself. Try it out. How many of you want to try it? You say, Lord, this week I'll try. You want to try this week? And if you can do that, I tell you, and the more you do it, the more you start to see things happen. And so I shared this prophetic word, and I saw somehow it was in a cartoon form, actually, when I saw it. I was reading the Bible. It's like all those old cartoons that they used to do. It's like they cut out things and used to make them move like that. I saw this shape in a cartoon form and people coming out. And then God started to speak to me about events, you know, happening in Chiswick. People would travel from across the world to come. And I shared it with the pastors, and we had a guest speaker in our weekend away, and we prayed about it. And he said, you know, God is going to use you in the prophetic. About a year or 2 years later, we started to do conferences. Chiswick became a conference center that people travel from all over the world to come. Why? Because what God showed me, I declared it. See, the prophetic open doors for the miracles. Some of those things that God shows you that you hide, you say, I don't want to share it. I don't know how they will react. Sometimes that's what they need, the church needs, to walk in what God's called them to. So if you keep it to yourself and you think, oh, little me, insignificant me, mine doesn't count. It's not your, if it's your word, we don't want to know it. But if it's God's word, we want to hear it. If you release it into the atmosphere, the power of heaven will back it up and it will happen. It's easy. It's not you. It's not me. It's him. We are only vessels. Shall we pray?